Hi, my name's Jonah. I'm a fifth grader at Winchester Thurston, and these are my reflections on interviewing Eva Robinson. I felt it went really smoothly. She gave really in-depth answers and asked a lot of follow-up questions. She never really had a moment where she like just froze, and it kind of just flowed nicely. So she was going back to Denmark this Monday, and she was going to have a meeting. And then after that meeting, she was just going to have dinner with the king and queen of Denmark. So basically, she's like the U.S. ambassador of Denmark here in the States. So like, if anyone's from Denmark and they need help, they call her. So I guess she's like famous, not famous, like good. So her dad got a job at Westinghouse. But she was, like, she came here and she, like, had to go from all the way from New York. And she had to ride a helicopter here to Pennsylvania. And she said, like, something about, if any human could do it, I can also do it. And it was, like, motivational and inspirational, kind of. Well, I was kind of nervous, but Eva made it, like, really comfortable. Like, she didn't seem, like, aggressive or like, she was really calm. She waited for us to ask our questions, and like, she threw in jokes also just to make us feel more comfortable. Like, I was nervous at the start, but by the end I felt like I was like talking to like one of my family members. I think it is because you get their insight about what they think about like where you're living, or like not just where you're living, but also like different things. You just get what they think, and getting a lot of perspectives is nice, because then you can like adjust and try to like make yourself better. Really just almost try to never stop asking questions, like even if they're close-ended, like it just like inspires more follow-ups. Thank you, Eva, for all your insight and telling us about your immigration experience. It was very inspiring.